Now, if you take some land, the clay, they make pottery out of it, see. At the end, it's made pottery out of the clay, you see, where it originated.
Okay, well, if the land isn't very productive, doesn't have all the nutrients in it.
Well, they use some people.
Then you say it isn't very.
Well, some people take raised goats on it, see. Mm-hmm. They don't produce anything else. And a sheep, you got to have grazing land. But a goat, you can tin cans or anything else, so to speak, they can eat anything.
Yeah. But if the land doesn't, if it has been used for many years, all the minerals.
Well, just like you put stock in there, they can fertilize it over the years, see. Mm-hmm. Or drippings from different things, it builds the land up. That's what the people did in old time. They take their manure and stuff and work it in and let the change pasture and take that old pasture and plow it under and they get some rich soil and move the horses and stock from other places and fix it in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, low-lying grassland. Say that. It's good for nothing but raising grass and clover and alfalfa and things like that.
Lowland would be swampy land and held water more than poor drainage.
Okay, but it didn't have any, if it didn't have any water standing on it, it was just low land, let's say, along the side of a...
You wouldn't raise anything but grass?
Of course, yeah.
They use it for a pasture.
Okay, but what would you call the land itself?
Poor land.
Poor land or
non-productive.
How would you use the term meadow?
Meadow would be edible grass or stock, a horses and cows and sheep and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you call a meadow. Mm-hmm. A flat land.
Just for grazing, you mean?
Yeah, and it had a few trees for the stock, you know, meadow. Mm-hmm. And rather than wide open places, the stock would suffer in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And they have shade trees.
Would you use the term swale at all?
Sir?
Would you use the term swale?
How do you spell it?
Well, I don't think you do. I think that's from somewhere else. What would you call the land that's actually had water standing in it for part of the time or all the time? That's actually underwater. It's usually long. It's very low land that always has water, maybe a couple feet of water in it. Sometimes long river, other areas. Sometimes along the sea coast.
Flood, overflow.
Well, it just stands there all the time.
Well, I imagine it'd be swamp. I imagine most of the swamp land.
Okay. Does swamp have trees in it? Say, or can it have trees in it, or is it just
sometimes it has pine stubs.
Mm-hmm.
Some have trees and some don't.
Okay. Okay, if they're getting water out of the marshes or out of the swamps, then they have to
drain it off.
Okay.
And put in drainage. If they didn't put in drainage, it'd fill again.
Okay.
Then after years of that, they go along and use that for farmland, clear it up, and it doesn't flood anymore. They can make a good crop on it. See, the soil is rich and take out the stumps and so forth and stubs while they clear it up and make a good land out of it.
Mm-hmm.